The Devonport Chamber of Commerce and Industry is hosting a digital luncheon on Thursday. It's called the Digital Devonport Luncheon, in fact. Nothing to do with fish fingers, but the president of the DCCI is Stacey Sheehan, who's going to tell me more. G'day, Stacey. How are you going?
I'm very well. How are you, Mark?
All right. You see what I did there? Digital fingers?
Yeah. Yes, I know this concept of digital Devonport intrigues you greatly.
It does.
I was talking about it a couple of years ago when we were doing our 2030 discussion paper. But, it's on the way. We just felt it was timely with the NBN coming into town and everyone talking about it for someone to just have a bit of a chat to small business about, you know, what the opportunities are for making their business a bit more digital ready and harnessing some of that technology that their competitors potentially are already using.
You mentioned it was part of the 2030 vision, and you've partnered with the University of Tasmania to get someone up here, and a pretty well-qualified bloke he is, in fact.
He is. Look, our view is that for a long time has been we've got this great resource in UTAS, and the challenge for us is, well, how do we connect small business with the resources and expertise within UTAS? And when I spoke to them at the beginning of this year, they are really, really keen to provide a speaker, and Fade's coming all the way up from Hobart. But he's actually got over 10 years' experience. He's currently a lecturer in marketing at the Tasmania School of Business and Economics. So when we were chatting, sort of setting up the event, he said, look, quite happy, to be an ongoing resource for the Chamber. Things you need to know, but essentially his brief was, you know, there are a lot of business owners that are just too busy working to even pop their head up and think about what sort of digital tools that might be available to drive their product.
Yes, we should say we're referring to at this stage is Dr. Syed Fazali Hassan from the Tasmania School of Business and Economics at the University. As I say, a very well-credentialed man. And it's a lunch, so the idea, you know, as you talk about people being too busy in small business, they can spare maybe an hour for lunch and it would obviously long-term benefits to come out of it for them.
Yeah, no, we keep the luncheons pretty tight. So we start at 12:30 sharp and finish at 1:30 sharp. And there's sort of networking for half an hour after that if you want to. But what we said to Dr. Sun was just, you know, we want something like 5 easy steps to get your business digital ready. And look, even in my travels at the moment, I'm coming across people that possibly middle age, they've never liked technology, and it's got to the point now where, you know, they can't sort of run things in their own business without asking someone for help. You know, the tools around now, you know, it's just almost getting beyond people. And I think it's important to just sort of take a breath, sit down for an hour, listen to what's available, and perhaps get some, you know, guidance on how you can start thinking about it.
Yeah, you spoke about people not being able to handle the technology, and I guess when you get to that point, you waste time on it because you're asking people for help, and if you get your head around it properly, it can actually save time.
Heaps. Look, in property where I work, we're highly reliant on digital technology and systems, and we've just bought in a whole bunch of new systems, and I'm sort of on tools at the moment using them, trying to get my head around it, because it was getting to the point where if I didn't, the only thing I'd
have
to do in the business, I could make a cup of coffee and that'd be about it. Anything else I'd need to ask help for. And I know a lot of people are in my position. You're running a business and you're concentrating on that. Meanwhile, the people around you are the only ones that can run the system. So I think it's not hard once you sort of get your head down and focus on it.
Yeah.
And that will be the basic theme of Zoe's presentation on Thursday.
Well, the thing is, too, as you say, you get set in a system, you get set in a way, you do, you know, stuff in your business that has worked for the last 10 or 15 years, and while you've got your head down doing that, you're not seeing the changes that are going on elsewhere. There's a real risk you can get left behind. You've got your competition.
Well, look, you've hit the nail on the head, because that's the main thing that we're trying to highlight to people, that you may think in sleepy old Devonport that, that's an unfair way to characterise it, but, you know, in Devonport, we're not Sydney or Melbourne. You might think your competition aren't using all these high-end tools, but they probably are. So I think it's timely to just be aware of what's available, how easy it is to access, what it might cost, and start just thinking through those things in your head and deciding, because I know for many years I sort of was sitting on the fence thinking, oh God, you know, all these bells and whistles, all the customers really want is good old-fashioned service. And while that's still true,
yes,
we are starting to see that new generation coming through now, and they want the digi. The Digitech, the bells and whistles to go with it as well.
Well, see
it as the whole package.
We can still remember what it was like before computers, but the people that you say are coming through, the computers have always been in their life, so they know no other way.
No, that's right, and it can be overwhelming for people, and as I said, there's a time factor. So the purpose of the lunch is to get an expert in and start a general discussion, and I must hats off to Devonport Council. We offered them some time with Dr. Hassan before his presentation on Thursday, and they're actually having a meeting with him off to one side before that because, as you're probably aware, they're rolling out a lot of Wi-Fi in the city. So I think we'll have the conversation about digital technology and harnessing that to boost productivity across a number of levels, so Chamber of Commerce, Devonport, City Council, probably Cradle Coast as well, I would imagine.
I think this will just be a foot in the door. I'd imagine I can see Dr. Hassan coming back on more than one occasion to follow up on some of the things that will probably be raised on Thursday.
Look, he's really keen, so I think if someone's going to put their hand up, you might as well take advantage of it. And we're hoping to see a few people come along on Thursday and do just that.
Okay, it's 12:30 start sharp and 1:30 sharp finish if you want. $35 for members, $38 for non-members. You'd nearly spend that much on lunch anyway, wouldn't you? So you're going to get your meal and some terrific information that could actually save you a lot of money.
Yeah, and the Gateway do a great lunch, as you know, two courses. So, yeah, it's a really good... I think you get value for your money.
Yep. I forgot to mention that it is at the Quality Hotel Gateway, which is in Fenton Street, Devonport. And it's not just open to Devonport businesses. If you can spare the time to sneak away and head over for it from another part of the coast, then you're more than welcome. But it's a terrific idea, and I dare say that other councils and chambers will be watching this with a lot of interest, Stacey, and it probably would lead to more...
Yeah, they're attending. We've actually got people from other local government across the coast. So, it will be really interesting to see what comes out of it, and I think it'll be the start of a long conversation.
Okay, and if anyone wants to book, well, you probably need to book, you've got to contact the Chamber on 6420 7585 or email to mail@dcci.org.au. Stacey, thanks for your time this afternoon. I know that you're in business as well, so time is money. We won't hold you up any longer, but I do appreciate you having a chat to me today.
Likewise. Thanks so much for your support, Martin.